Cashin, and welcome to Turning Problems into Profits, the nuts and bolts solution show for small business owners. Whether you've owned your business for 20 years or you're just getting started, there are problems you're up against. But here's the good news. There isn't a single problem you're up against that we can't find a solution for that's going to take the very problem and transform it into profits for your business. And that's what this show is all about, nuts and bolts, outside-the-box solutions for you. Today, my guest is Brandon Kelly. Brandon is a masterful business success coach and motivational expert. Just to give you a short version of some of what Brandon has accomplished and that has me really happy to have him on the show today. Brandon has started and sold several companies. He made his first million while still in his 20s. He took what he's learned out there in the trenches running his own businesses and turned to coaching others, and he's coached dozens of businesses to greater success, some of which we'll talk about today in detail. And Brandon has also fought and beat cancer twice, as well as survived two dump truck accidents. So, Brandon, one of the things that I find really endlessly fascinating in life is how different people respond and learn from the challenges that they get hit with in life. Sometimes people just give up. And then sometimes they take that really hard hit, like, well, I don't know, cancer or being hit by a dump truck. And just top of mind, and they use that experience to move themselves to accomplish things that they might not have done if they hadn't had that challenge hit them at all, if life had been easier. You know, in this show, we talk about the problems that you face and turning those into profits and wins for your business, and you know a thing or two, Brandon, about problems and turning them into wins. So welcome to the show, first. It's awesome to have you
well,
here.
Well, thanks for having me, Ann. I'm certainly excited, and I think that the listeners are in for a treat today. We're going to definitely cover a few formulas that will help them be a lot more successful in their sales and in their business, and I look forward to the outcome here today. But you're certainly right. Everybody has problems, and it's all a matter of how we handle it. And I had my breakthrough experience really in sixth grade, and so your listeners understand, before that happened, when I was 2 years old, I was hit by a drunk driver. And I was clinically paralyzed. I wasn't supposed to be able to walk or talk again. My body wasn't supposed to grow correctly. You know, it was kind of a little bit of a setback. And just a little bit.
Amazing, right?
And so I had a coach that instead of seeing this young kid walking with a limp and things like that, he helped me recognize that we have inner power to overcome these problems. And he put me in front of the high bar in the track and field events there in the sixth grade. And he went ahead and taught us how to tackle our problems and how to face the problem and surmount ourselves and figure out exactly what we need to do. And really, I think it was one of those defining moments. In fact, that defining moment has defined the rest of my life, because now I take a look at every hurdle that we face, whether it's how to start up a business, whether it's how to overcome a sales problem or anything in between, and we figured out a formula that we can accomplish to win with that. A problem. Would you like to hear that? Do you think your viewers would be interested in that today?
I would very much like to hear it, but I also want to hear just quickly what happened with the high bar.
Well, with the high bar, we started learning how to jump, and I knocked over the bar at 3 and 4 feet, and I didn't think I was going to do very well. And he taught me that we needed to see above the bar. We needed to see ourselves being successful. We needed to see ourselves having a perfect outcome. And only until we did that were we going to be able to win.
See yourself above.
You have to see above the bar. And so as a business, we need to see ourselves not just participating, but being excellent in everything we do. And we need to see ourselves winning. We need to see ourselves winning the contracts and just ultimately having a great atmosphere. And so in that competition, here's this little 5'3" sixth grader, and I'm chugging down the runway, and I ended up setting a state record that still stands today at 6'7.5". Because he taught me how to kick the bar.
7.5. Wow.
6'7.5". So I jumped almost 1.5 feet taller than I was and cleared the bar.
Awesome.
And so we've taken that application and found that it has a perfect ideal in business.
Okay, so tell me about that.
We need to see
kind of a formula, right?
So exactly. We need to have a formula. And the first thing that we learn is we need to face our obstacle. In other words, we need to stand up next to it. We need to see how big it is. And we need to put a plan in place to actually get above that bar or to set the record.
You got to see what actually is so. Get the facts. Know exactly what you're
exactly.
dealing with. Face it head on. Got it.
So we want to face it head on. We don't want to give it the upper hand. We want to take the confidence and know that we can beat that particular problem. So now that we faced it, what a runner or a high jumper will do is they're going to pace it off. In other words, they're going to start where their kind of X marks the spot is and walk mm-hmm. backwards, and they're going to pace it off, and in their head they're going to say, okay, I've got exactly 27 steps that I need to take, and I need to be accelerating this fast, and when I get to the mark, I need to push off this hard and take so much energy to shoot above the bar. And so that's the second key, is to pace ourselves. And that really has a lot of things to do, too, with not only what are we doing on a daily but a weekly basis, and how are we going to achieve our monthly and yearly goals to exceed in business.
Absolutely. When I work with clients, it's the same kind of process. I really love this way of the language you have for it. Maybe we're looking at a goal for a year from now. So we look at the reality of where we are now, then where it is we're trying to get. And then you got to go, okay, we're going to be there in a year. Where do we have to be 6 months from now? And working backwards from where you've seen yourself above the bar. So you face it, then you pace it out, and then what?
And the final success part of that is the ace. So face, pace, and ace. And to ace it, you need to plan on being number one. And if you look at Roger Bannister when he first broke the four-minute mile, according to scientists, it was an improbability
yep.
that he knew that if he took a certain length of stride, a certain number of strides per 100 yards and per mile, that he would break the record. And so what we need to do in business is we need to not just say, okay, we want to compete, but we need to know exactly what the gold medal is and have a gold medal performance every time we're out there in the field. And whether that's meeting with our customers, solving their problems, giving them a solution, what we need to do is ace it. And we need to plan on being number one in everything we do. And if we're not, nobody really remembers the silver and bronze medalists. So we need
yeah.
to focus on going for the gold. If we can positively manage ourselves, and then we can motivate ourselves, the greatest thing is we'll train to win instead of just train to participate.
Huge difference. Huge difference.
Absolutely.
So can you just give me a quick example maybe of either from your experience in business or a business that you've worked with where we don't have a lot of time, so kind of the short version of going through that formula, face, pace, and ace.
That's a great question, Ann. I worked with a company called Cornerstone Title. And they were seriously contemplating going out of business. They felt like with the economy and all the slowdowns that there was no way for them to succeed. And we sat down and we took a look at their business, and so we faced the different problems that they had, and we created a plan that accelerated what their current salespeople were doing. In the first month of working with them, we helped them find an extra $100,000 just in the clients that were kind of out there in the pipeline that they weren't aware of. And so we taught them how to follow...
In a month.
An extra $100,000 a month. Within the the 6 months that we worked with them, there was $1 million that we found.
That is awesome. So those are the kind of results that people are looking for, and that's what it takes to really define what's so. Face it exactly head on, no blinking.
Exactly.
Pace it out, and then define what that, I love what you said about define exactly what the gold medal is, and that your plan has to be not just to survive, not just to improve, but to be number one. Very cool. Now, another thing that, Brandon, that I really like about the approach that you take in business is when you're approaching working with a new business or helping them figure out that, is you help them understand and identify not just how to see when their business needs help, but really specifically what kind of help. Because you and I both know as business owners, when you're knee-deep or in some cases neck-deep in your business every day, it's sometimes, or nose-deep, it's getting rough. Sometimes it's just about impossible for you to really see clearly. You know you need help if you're neck deep, but to see what help you need. I certainly have had the experience of working with someone, and they've been working really hard at trying to fix something, but what they don't know is they're working on the wrong thing. And then no matter how well they fix the thing they're working on, it's not really going to help their business because it's not the thing that really needs to be fixed, or at least the most important one. So how do you create that essential clarity for the business owner so they know what to do next and can really be confident that they're focusing on fixing the right things?
That's a great question, Anne. And as we look at it, kind of like going into an emergency room where the doctor needs to analyze what's going on, and most of the time the doctors aren't going to work on themselves. They're going to go to the specialist that can. And so we have a formula that business owners can take a look at. And, you know, we actually found this from a real-life event, and I want your mind to go for a second into rush hour traffic there in your local city. Imagine that you're doing 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. It's the middle of a hot August day, and it's really kind of muggy, and just want the day to be done with. And then all of a sudden, there's a gigantic car wreck in front of you. And you just happen to have the tools with you to help save that person there in the accident. Well, that's exactly what happened to me, and that's when I kind of had my aha moment. The businesses need to have an approach and how they can save themselves or see when there's things going wrong. So I want to share with you that formula. And that we call that the ABCs of business: survival, thrival, and revival. And it's not
survival,
just like the basic ABCs.
Survival, thrival, and revival. Yeah, I love that.
Exactly.
Go ahead, sorry.
It's not the ABCs that we learn in kindergarten. This is more of an emergency room approach that your listeners can take and can put a pulse on their company and see where they need to fix things. And so the first A stands for their airway.
Like with CPR. Right, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to do CPR on a business, but we're going to look at it in a different point of view. So the A is our airway. And as we start to look at that airway, we need to realize what are our customers wanting, what are they needing from us, and how are we providing it. And so without any, if we don't have customers, it doesn't do us any good to have a great idea or a great business. So
no,
that's
really
the very first thing we need to do.
Okay. So customers and what they want and need. What did you say? What they want, need, and...
And how you can perform it for them.
How you can perform it. Yeah. What they want, need, and how you can perform it. Got it.
Okay. So the first thing we need to do is check our airway. Now, the second thing we need to do is check our breathing. And that really is, how is our company doing? What's the bottom line? You know, are we having cash left over, or are we running in the red? More importantly, and most business owners don't recognize this, but how is the breathing within the company? Are our employees happy? Are they performing at their best? And better yet, what can we do to help them be happy and perform at their best so that we can have a great atmosphere? Because let's face it, if we don't have a great atmosphere and they're not delivering things on time, then that's going to affect everything else in the alphabet and trying to diagnose
huge.
The problem.
Oh, huge.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's no way around that the productivity and profitability of your company is a direct correlation to how happy and fulfilled the people working for you are. No way around that one.
Exactly, Ann. So if we ignore our employees, sometimes we think, hey, we can get away with just paying them a certain minimum amount. But what we don't realize as business owners is that if we took an extra dollar or two and every hour or for every activity that we pay our people for and rewarded them with that, the results that we would get would be tenfold more productive for our company than just keeping an extra dollar or two for us as the owner. And so really, if we're not focusing on improving our employees and helping them truly be happy with what they perform and how they affect our company, then that's going to totally affect the breathing and atmosphere within your company.
Got it. And then what's
okay.
the third?
The third one is circulation. So, you know, just like in CPR, they're going to check your airway, their breathing, and circulation. Now we're going to check the circulation, and that really boils down to our salespeople. And what I found is that every salesperson I've ever worked with, I can help them improve a minimum of 20%, usually up to 100%, just because they don't have a plan, they're not following up with their customers as often as they should be, and then ultimately there's always, always, always more ways that we can get out and find more opportunities to improve our distribution and have more people waving the flag, as it were, for our company and everything that we do.
So airway, breathing, and circulation. And so when we use the same example of Cornerstone, and how did you, maybe you can kind of give me just a little more detail, how you use that ABC for that particular company?
Well, and that's a great example there. And as we looked at it within the airway, we sat down and found out that there was actually a couple of different sources that they could use and go to a vertical market. And we helped them realize, too, that if they would get out and work with a little bit more in the community and actually spend a few dollars to get their brand out there, that more people would recognize them and want to use it. And we were spot on with that. As we looked at the breathing, the atmosphere was really clogged up. People felt like that they couldn't talk to the owner. The salespeople felt like they didn't have any support. And so as we created those support systems, we help them realize what their potential was and help them achieve more than they've ever achieved before. And in fact, we had one of their top people went from the worst to the best in a matter of 3 months just because they believed that they could do it. And then finally,
wow,
with the circulation,
awesome.
Yeah, that gal, she ended up quadrupling her income just from a matter of belief. And so everybody can do that. They just need to have the right plan in place. And then ultimately, we created a circulation point where that company went from two different locations up to It was 9 by the end of the time that I worked with them, and they're up to 11 now. And so now they're kind of a household name simply because we help them understand how do we effectively distribute our product and streamline it to where it can be successful.
And this is a business that was considering walking away, right? They were looking at possibly just going under and thinking that they were done, right?
Well, they weren't just looking at it. The reality was they were down to 3 weeks. And I came into them, I said, I'll tell you what, if we can do this in 3 weeks, then this is what we'll do. And if we can't, then we gave it our best shot. And in that three-week time, like I said, we found an extra $100,000. And at that point in time, they had maybe $3,000 to $4,000 of additional cash flow left over that they could spend on anything. And so, you know, we're talking a 2,500% return simply from having the right plan in place and focusing on the right things, not on the side effects.
That really is amazing, Brandon. I didn't realize they were that close. And there's a lot of businesses out there. There really are. It's week to week about whether or not they're still in business. That's just the reality right now. And to take that and really turn it around, is really amazing. I have a new name for you. I think you should call yourself the lifeguard coach.
The lifeguard coach?
The lifeguard coach. You're pulling them right out of the waves. That is impressive. Really, really impressive. That must have felt amazing to turn that business around.
You know, it really is, and that's just one of the many different examples that we have of businesses that we've helped, individuals that we've helped. And as we speak to different audiences, anywhere from the corporate culture to large audiences, we help them understand that not only can they see above the bar, but if they'll apply the ABCs, and there are more parts to that formula too, but we only have time to cover three today, as they really start to look inside and figure out what am I truly worth, everybody has a gold medal around their neck, and they just need to figure out how to get it and what record they want to own as they achieve their own success. And that's where we can really help them be successful, is identifying what you're great at and how you can do better at it.
So, Brandon, it has really been great having you on the show, and I want to remind the listeners about the basics of what you said. Stretching and seeing yourself above the bar and that formula for that. Face it, pace it, and then be crystal clear on what being number one is so that you can ace it. And then really identifying what you need to do in your business by checking the airway, the breathing, and the circulation, and the amazing results which that one company in particular and many more have had by taking that approach and really facing things head on, identifying what needs to be done. And in that case, an amazing turnaround. So thank you so much, Brandon, for being on the show. It's really been great having you here. And the other thing I would like to ask you is, if any of the listeners want to reach out to you, find out more, see what else you could do to help them out, or just find out more about your approach, what's the best way for them to do that?
Before we get into that, I just want to thank you for having me on the show. It's really been a pleasure, and hopefully the audience has gotten a few good morsels out of today's talk. There's three ways for people to contact us. The first way is through our website, and that is thebrandonkelly.com, and that's thebrandonkelly.com. The second way is that you can email me at brandon@thebrandonkelly.com, or you can call us directly. And that number is 801-547-8151. And Anne, as a special encore performance for your audience, we've gone ahead and put a couple of free downloads on our website.
Excellent.
And that is the top signs that you might have the wrong company culture. And it's guaranteed to get a couple of laughs out of you. And then we also have the top signs that you might be hiring con artists. And guaranteed to get a couple of laughs out of it as well. And so as you look at the website,
right?
Exactly. And so you can reach us there at thebrandonkelly.com. But Anne, as a special offer for your listeners today, if they will write down this code, we're going to give them a free consultation as well as 10% off of any of the services that we do. And so the code is Anne, A-N-N, and the number 10. So Anne10. And that should give them quite the excitement to get up and see how we can help their companies. And as always, if they have any problems or questions, they can reach out to us directly, and we'll look into our plethora of solutions to see which one is customizable to fit their needs.
That's awesome, Brandon. So you guys hear that, and 10, just let them know when you call or email in or go to the site, and you'll be getting a 10% discount off any of the services that you guys offer, which is really, really awesome. Thank you so much. I'm sure that people will really appreciate that, and I really appreciate you being on the show. It's been a lot of fun. So everybody, that's our show. As always, you can email me anytime at ann@turningproblemsintoprofits.com. That's ann@turningproblemsintoprofits.com with any questions or comments or topics that you want to hear about on the show or help you need for your business. So take action now, today. Take what Brandon and I were talking about today. Face it, pace it, and ace it, and check the ABCs of your business. Or even better, reach out to Brandon to find out more about exactly how to do that. So take care, get out there, and be the leader your business needs every day. This is Ann Hashin. Listen in next time to Turning Problems into Profits.